Thank you for making time to be here with us on the Urban Sports Youth Podcast. Before we begin, we've heard so much about urban sports at the Tokyo Olympic Games. Is there anything you'd like to share?
Skateboarding, BMX freestyle, 3x3 basketball, and sport climbing are set to feature at the 2024 Tokyo Olympic Games. Isn't that great? The skateboarding scene in Malaysia used to be quiet, but with this recent news, there's been growing interest. I hope to see the scene continue to develop and to introduce more youth to skating at the international level.
Why is this important, especially for our fellow Malaysian youth?
The inclusion of urban youth sports such as sport climbing and skateboarding in the Olympics presents a huge opportunity. In traditional sports, we're still behind many countries, but in urban youth sports, everyone is starting from more or less the same position. Malaysia definitely has talent in these areas, so a lot depends on how fast we react to gain a first mover advantage.
How about other urban sports? Do you think there's a bright future for them too?
Absolutely. E-gaming was also included as a medal sport at the Hangzhou Asian Games in 2022. I dare say we have plenty of raw talent in our local e-gaming scene. Trust me, I've been part of the e-gamer community for almost 10 years now, and we're not behind at all. However, it would be extremely helpful to have a centralised training space for e-gamers to gather, train, and exchange ideas.
Is there anything else you're concerned about?
Sports are evolving, and for any sport to succeed, it needs to adapt and stay relevant to its audience. For urban sports, the challenge is how to engage these communities and how to keep them engaged. How do we inspire the next generation? Where do we go from here? These are questions that need to be addressed by the higher-ups, and the sooner the better.